button on the mic so I can hear it. I'll call the meeting to order. Committee members present are Supervisor Franco, Supervisor Bashaw, Supervisor Kubicki, and Supervisor Carroll, and also the...
Both Yig students.
Yig, yes. Bush should have been first, right? So Rebecca and Kenzie are here as well. So, the work session, we did not have a work session yesterday as the there was only one item on it, and it seems pretty straightforward, so we didn't have a work session. The legal posting in the newspaper, Andy, do you want to...
Yes, thank you. This was posted as a Class 2 notice in the Kenosha News as required by law. It was posted on July 26th and August 2nd.
Okay. So the first item on the agenda that we've seen here is the Kendall developments, and there's the first three items on there, and according to the correspondence that you've received from the town, these are going to be tabled tonight? Is that the...
Correct, yes. They did not move forward at the town level, so we would recommend these items be tabled to next month or whenever it goes through the town.
Okay. Do we need to make a motion to that?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to second.
All right.
Motion to table that.
Yep.
One,
yep.
Two, three.
No, motion and a second to table items 5 through 7 for Kendall developments.
Oh, my numbers are getting more too good. Sorry.
And then we need a vote on that. So yes. I'll ask Rebecca and Kenzie first to vote. Yes. So
number 5, 6, 7.
Yep. So items 5, 6, and 7. For Kendall developments, we're not advanced forward through the town, so there we don't have any additional information at this time, so it's just going to be postponed until the time the town gets through it. So we're just voting to move it on down the line and bring it back at a later date. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
All right, so the motion, any opposed? No opposed, so we're tabling those items. So that brings us to item number 8. For Badkey Holdings, as the petitioner in the audience. Okay. Could you come forward here at the table? State your name and address for the record.
And on the box. On the big box.
That's on. There's a button on the mic there.
Jeff Badkey.
Jeff
Badkey, 1412 136th Avenue, Union Grove, Wisconsin.
Okay. Andy's going to go ahead and read the agenda item for the record here.
So item number 8 is Badkey Holdings, LLC, 1520 136th Avenue, Union Grove, Wisconsin, 53158, owner. Jeff Batke, 1412 136th Avenue, Union Grove, Wisconsin, 53182, agent, requesting an amendment to an existing conditional use permit to construct two commercial buildings in the B5 Wholesale Trade and Warehousing District on tax parcel number 454-221-173-0243, located in the town of Paris. With that, I want to bring up the map for this, and then a site plan just so you can see this, and then we'll let the petitioner kind of explain what he's doing here. And so here is the map of the full property that the conditional use permit is being asked to be amended. There is an existing conditional use permit for this property on the buildings that exist, and then I am going to show you the site plan. Just a moment here, I'll slide it over. Enlarge it a little bit, and so you can see the existing buildings there to the west. Oops. And then the darkened buildings are the new buildings that this conditional use permit amendment is coming before you. And with that, we'll let the petitioner explain what's going on there.
So the two buildings to the west, those are already under construction, and those are the ones I occupy for my own businesses. And the two new buildings will be similar type uses, but there will be 9 rental units within those buildings. So the condition of use is to update them and to allow those new structures to be built.
So the previous conditional use has every conditional use whenever there is new structures built. It requires the petitioner to come back, and then there could be some other reasons for a conditional use permit depending on the use, but in this case it's just because the new buildings are being constructed.
The current zoning is in place for this property.
Okay, so I see that it's all B5 zoning then?
Correct.
Are there additional conditions that you applied in addition to the previous conditions, Andy?
Yes, and so you have before you a packet of the conditions. It references the original conditions from September 13th, 2017, and then some additional conditions, which also references what took place at the town.
So yeah, it's at the town from 2016, though, right? Or is that what I saw here, August 23rd?
That was the original, and then the town met just recently. I have the date here for this item.
Oh, there we go, July 22nd. Okay. It's the other highlighted yellow stuff in here.
Yeah, question.
Yes, go ahead.
Are these new buildings, the purpose and use of these new buildings commercial?
Yes, commercial rentals.
Trucks and here.
And it looks like it has access off of both State Highway 45 and 142.
Correct. I have DOT permitted commercial access on Highway 45 and Highway 142. The two existing buildings will continue to be access from Highway 45. The two new buildings will have access from 142.
But you can get either set of buildings?
I can. The general public will not be able to. There is, yeah, there's driveways in between, but I do find that getting them off.
Okay.
So my stuff will be separated from the rentals.
Okay.
So people can just make a circle through there.
Are there any specific concerns that you have, Andy, regarding the conditional use permit?
We do not.
Are there any additional comments from the committee members?
Yes, I'd like to follow up a little bit further on Supervisor Franco's. You said what type of businesses will be in there? Additional contractors?
In that type of nature, I don't have their rentals, so they won't be ready for a year and a half. So. Answer that question specifically, but I guess anything that I feel is neat, orderly, has minimal employees, and is allowed in a B5 zone is what I will be pursuing for rentals.
Heavy equipment or
contract? No, not really. I got one guy that has interest. Maybe he works by himself and he builds race car engines, so I'm kind of looking for one to three employee operation, so the top is going to be the 30 employees total, which I'm fine with because you can't fit a couple hundred employees in there. So yeah, I kind of pick and choose, but something that is clean and quiet and that kind of stuff. So
I do have the benefit of driving by your facility with frequency, so you've done a great job of the site development. Aesthetic. You do a very good job of that, so thank you.
And just a comment, the B5 district is a warehousing district and typically is what's used, the zoning that's used for contractors of various different types.
Okay. Are you familiar with the conditions that the county's prepared? Do you have any comments or any concerns about it? All right. Seeing no other comments from the committee or questions from the committee, any other comments or questions on your part?
No.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and ask anybody else in the public if anyone is for the petition. Is anyone here to speak for the petition? All right, seeing none, I'll ask the public if there's anyone against the petition. Is there anybody here against the petition? Seeing nobody against the petition. The town, we have their conditions, and they're incorporated into these conditions at the county as well. Any other comments or statements from the town?
Just to reference that the town board did meet on July 26th, and a motion was made and to approve and pass 3-0.
Okay, so unanimously approved at the town. All right. I'll look for a motion for approval.
I'll make a motion that we approve item number 8, Jeffy Holdings.
Can you turn on your mic? Thank you.
Make a resolution that we approve.
Make a motion. Resolution.
Resolution to approve. I'm moving.
No, you're on the right track. And I'll second that.
All right. So we have a motion and a second by Supervisor Bashaw, second by Supervisor Kubicki. Any other comments, concerns from the committee? Okay. Seeing none, we'll go ahead and take a vote on this, starting at the Youth and Governance. Would you, all those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? None opposed, so they're both in favor. Committee members, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. So it passes unanimously as well. All right.
Thank you, and we're going to have you assign the conditions. All right, then regarding item number 9, it is a tabled item, and there has been no action at the town on this, and so we are going to have it remain tabled, and then with that remaining tabled and having no action, we can move on to item number 10, which is the review and possible approval resolution request to approve the appointment of Chuck Walker to the Camp Lake Center Lake Public Inland Lake Rehabilitation District Board. And if you can come forward, please, to the table. And if the committee has any questions or would like for him to state an overview of things, you certainly could ask him about that.
All right. Welcome. Hi. How are you doing?
Okay.
Very good. Are there any questions that the committee members have for Mr. Walker?
I've been in Kenosha County in Trevor for 30 years, since 92. I've been involved with the Lake District already and treasurer for the last 17. I am still a president of our association in the area for the last 22. Center Lake Woods Property Owners Association. Married, no children. I have my own business. It's an engineering consulting business. I design electronic control units for companies worldwide. I work out of my home. I've been doing that for about 10 years. Prior to that, I worked for Continental Automotive. You might know it makes tires, but they make or do make a lot of other things. Doing the same type of work, designing engineering electronic controls.
Okay. Any other questions?
Mr. Walker, I see you, as you just said, 17 years. Outgoing chair has suggested that you step up and move into this role. What would you do? What would you do different? What's your objective? What's your plan for the future?
I'm not in the best hurry.
I'm not either. What's your plan for the future for the Camp Lake restoration?
Let's see.
Stepping into this role, do you have goals, objectives for it?
For the Lake District?
Yeah, vision. What would you do to...
aside from being connected more to the county, I don't see us doing, or the Lake District doing anything different than we do now, and that is we maintain the health of the Two Lakes campus only. And that includes, we found out through the years, a variety of things. We have to file permits with the DNR for aquatic plant management, the weeds within the lakes, within a regulated and washed bacteria flows, and we have a survey that's done twice a year for that. We institute an herbicide program to try and help also with control of the invasive species of weeds. We are promoting the native weeds to come back, and we've seen lakes themselves over, since I've been on, we've seen the lakes steadily improve year over year. People complain that there's weeds still in the lake, but the idea is that they're native weeds, and it's allowing fish spawning, it's allowing, you know, wildlife to grow, and that's my goal. You're not in the position, like most of you, are not in the position for money, you're not for public or, you know, political benefit or anything. You have to want to do this. And I've been good at being treasurer, been audited 4 times now by CPAs, as well as we have to have audits every year anyway, but I have a CPA do it every 5. I just want to continue that, because after I'm gone, after we're gone, I want people to still be able to enjoy it.
I think that's a great thing for us, keeping our waterways healthy, lakes and
and that's the idea. People don't quite get that. They just want this clear, clean, beautiful, pristine lake with a sandy bottom and all that. And that's not these lakes. Maybe I know some lakes in northern Wisconsin there are, but that's not these two. We try and keep it very healthy. And that's the goal.
What is the Lake District itself? What does it comprise of, you know, the boundaries, roughly speaking? So I'm familiar with the Twin Lakes Lake District. We just had our annual meeting, and because I'm a trustee, I'm on the Lake District as well, and it encompasses the entire village of Twin Lakes. But for the Camp and Center Lake, what is the rough boundaries for that? Is
it's kind of a,
on the lake, or is it, does it extend out?
It's kind of the same thing as Twin Lakes. We're both rehabilitation districts, and we're both pieces of the government, although small. We're both governed by the same statutes, Statute 33, and the lakes themselves are governed by Statute 30. But the intent, I don't know, I know I've talked to some people in the Twin Lakes Rehabilitation Board. Their goals are slightly different because the lakes are different. But in the end, they're going after the same thing. We just have to go about it different ways. I mean, Camp Lake, for us, it's been a very, it's a more shallow lake, it's a very weedy lake compared to Lake Elizabeth or Lake Mary. Center Lake is a much deeper lake, but it's much smaller. It's, you know, 1/4 the size. So we have to look at each one independently. When we file like an aquatic plant management plan with the DNR, it has to address the lakes themselves. And yes, we look at statistics from other lakes in the area, but the DNR really looks at the lake specific, or what makes you unique, what do you have to do differently than, you know, Lake Elizabeth, Lake Mary, or Paddock Lake, or, but the intent of any lake district, at least by statute, is the same, is to maintain the health of the lakes, be financially responsible as a form of government, and basically do what we say we're going to do. I'm a website editor as well. This is an added role. It's kind of like everybody knows certain things, and you take on these little added things. So I'm the boat mechanic for all of our boats. I'm the website editor. I'm the shoreline restoration program manager and the water patrol manager. And it's just because you can...
Sounds like you need some help.
It's kind of because you can do it, you just... It's part of, I don't know if it's giving back, but it's part of just giving.
Being involved in the
community. You know?
What's your annual budget, roughly?
Pardon?
What's the annual budget and the tax?
Our annual budget is $250,000, roughly about $250,000 a year.
Mostly aquatic harvesting problems.
Pardon?
Mostly aquatic harvesting problems.
Yeah. Between herbicide and aquatic, our governmental section, which has everything, liability insurances and all that's kind of in the state budget, that's what they require, it's all that lumped in government. We have about $43,000 is for all that. I think 15 of it is just the insurance coverage for all the equipment and the employees and whatnot. We have six part-time harvesting guys that run the equipment. They get trained on it. They know how to use the harvesters. And harvesters are $250,000 a piece. So we keep them for 10 to 15 years. They're expensive, so we have to maintain them every year. You know, do all those things. So between, we have $50,000 for the shoreline program where we encourage homeowners to have their shorelines restored. People look at it as being pretty, but it's basically to make your shoreline less susceptible to washing from wave action. Even if you're on a channel, you still get that. So we spend, our harvesting budget is just about $60,000 a year, and the herbicide this year is $75,000. So the bulk of it is between those two.
I think in regards to the boundaries, it's pretty much the immediate watershed and all the residential development around it. How many properties are taxed within that body?
There are 1,700 homes in the district itself, and that was set up before me. That was set up back in the 1990s, late 90s, when the district was formed. And we haven't changed the boundaries at all. I know I have to revisit that every year as a treasurer, but it's not something we need to do. I assume looking at the map that it was just literally picked by a certain distance from any shoreline of the lake or the channels. Our taxes, I mean, our budgets, I personally, I consider $250,000 like a lot of money. So I kind of treat it as my money. We aren't off a penny ever. We have receipts for everything. And some of the guys just really hate me because they pick on Visa receipts. You can turn in a Visa receipt. But it's their money. And even though we're a really small portion, I think we're 0.06% of their tax bill, it's still 10 bucks or 15 bucks of their tax bill. Mm-hmm. You know, people are counting on the fact that you use it correctly.
Sounds like he's very knowledgeable and appropriate for the position.
I was kind of hoping you'd say
that. You can do that. I just want to say thank you for your willingness to serve.
We all do. We all do. You're all up here doing the same thing on a Wednesday night for the same reason. I'm just a different piece.
You came around back to that. That's good. I'm glad you did.
Very good. Yep. So we've got a motion and a second to approve. I'll ask the youth and government to vote first, please. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Both are in favor.
Did you get who they
for the board here?
Right.
Aye. All those in favor? Aye. Any opposed? The unanimous approval. So
I couldn't speak up then for that one. There was a no.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
Oh, great job. Thanks for your time and your commitment.
Every annual meeting, I keep doing that. People say no.
Like I said, we just had ours, so it was. I know exactly what you're
ask going. A question.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no.
Could I ask you a question?
Sure.
Does the state give you any teeth, any ability to encourage or direct people within your district to use fertilizers and stuff more responsibly so you don't get algae bloom and stuff?
The village has already ordinances. We don't, as a lake district, any lake district, we have limited authority. And we can, we're able to hire water patrol in Ocean County, maritime unit, but that's specific in the statute. The village has ordinance regarding how much phosphate or any phosphate that can be put in the water or used on your lawn, period. What we've tried to do, what we still do, is work with, we look at what the gross polluters are between the two lakes, and through a cautioning program, we try and get the homeowners or farm landowners to route it differently through better filtration to something. We offer an incentive to help because we've worked with so many different pieces of the Ocean County government and state, as well as a lot of vendors in the area. We'll try and be like the catch-all for that and try and help. It's not always accepted, and we don't have the authority to enforce it, but at least we try.
You keep trying to educate.
And we do that at every annual meeting. We have ours coming up August 20th. We always have the company that puts out herbicide treatment. We have one of their senior biologists on board. He gives a presentation of what's being caused on phosphates, what's native, what's not native, what you can do about it, what you should do about it. We have had people from the DNR, not this year, but past year, come and talk about, again, the same thing, what's native to the, what native fishes are in. We stock the lakes when the DNR allows us with the native fish species. Again, all trying to promote the health of the lake. So why we have limited authority, we at least try and form.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Next item is to approve the minutes. Can I get a motion? Motion to approve. A second?
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Bashaw, second by Supervisor Kubicki to approve the minutes. All those in favor? Starting with you.
Aye.
Aye. Board?
Aye.
Aye. All right. All in favor? Any opposed? None opposed? All right. Next is citizen comments. Any other citizen comments? Any other citizen comments? All right. Seeing no other citizen comments, is there any other business, Andy?
We do have a meeting in September. There is no new items at this point, although the deadline is this Friday, and we do have the tabled items that we would be looking to move forward at that time.
Okay. All right. Any other business? Seeing none, I'll make a motion to adjourn. All right. We got a motion to adjourn and a second. All right. All those in favor, starting with you?
Aye.
And the board?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. Meeting's adjourned.